Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 24th. March 24th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour two of two. And the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the checks and balances found in the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty. Folks, we got a row to hoe, I'll tell you what. Well, last hour we talked a lot about Donald's perversions. We talked a lot about the scandalous reality of the injustice system, how it's been weaponized against Donald Trump, how they're ignoring Stephanie Clifford slash AKA Stormy Daniels, in my opinion, blackmail and extortion against the Donald, how extradition could be a great tool to stop these shenanigans, how, believe it or not, the Manhattan DA, literally says because Congress doesn't have a legitimate legislative task relating to the oversight of local prosecutors and state laws, the recent Republican request would threaten state sovereign interest for the state of New York. Well, that's true when it comes to the state of Florida, too. The sheriff and the governor, Ron DeSantis, could literally say, hey, you know what? You're not coming into our county. You're not coming into our state with these frivolous extradition charges. You're not doing that. We haven't seen due process for Donald. This is a witch hunt grand jury where you don't even have to have complete solidarity. Just a majority gets it done. You don't have to have prosecutorial reality here. You just can do whatever you want to and die to ham sandwich, as they say. Shame on you. It's not happening on our watch. Now, if the CSPOA is on shaky ground with our conviction that the states are not subject to the general government, then what the heck is Bragg talking about? Well, Bragg's right for once, ladies and gentlemen. The states are not subject to the general government. There is a dual sovereignty reality. Sheriff Max Case documents it, and Bragg refers to it right now. Well, I don't want to discuss that last hour without putting the real solutions on the table, without putting things in proper perspective in America. Why have we fallen so far from the greatest nation on the planet, from the most humble, powerful, God-ordained, God-blessed country? Why are we so far afield? Well, David Kapilian, he is with WND.com. He's the editor-in-chief of WND News Center. He's the editor of Whistleblower Magazine. He's the author of a book called The Marketing of Evil, How Evil Works, and the Snapping of the American Mind, WND.com to learn more about that. But Dr. Bradley's with me, freedomsrisingsun.com. And Dr. Bradley, a welcome to you. But here's the headline that I want you to take off on here. Here's what David Kapilian says. Please help us defend and preserve Christian America. Boy, howdy, is that a powerful start, sir.
It absolutely is one of the greatest challenges that currently faces the nation, but it's not like we got so many. I mean, there, like, for example, the news at the top of the hour, there's probably at least six major issues that I would love to spend at least an entire hour on, kind of deconstructing how base and completely off base everything is that we're doing as a nation and where we're going with this thing. But I know there's so many things to talk about there. A lot of good things, we can't get to them. But this idea of the destruction of our religious liberty is a concerted, agenda-driven effort to basically make our religious liberties, define them as narrowly as possible. In fact, that is the specific outcome of a 296-page review done by the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, published in September of 2016, toward the end of Obama's presidential reign of terror. And the idea, the guy that was the chair of it, his name is Castro, and I wonder, Anyway, that's probably more commentary than I should have given already. But the fact of the matter is that their concerted effort is to define religious liberty as narrowly as possible. And that is exactly where they're going with this. The Christian belief system is under attack. Now, if you want to have a public education discussion and review and understanding about the Muslim faith or Luciferian faiths or whatever, that's all okay. But you bring a Christian perspective into the classroom, and suddenly you're on target. I mean, it's not just in the classroom. It's in the daily, weekly, what shall we call it, the marketplace of life. If you go into Smithsonian, for example, and you have a Christian perspective on your T-shirt or your hat, or you go on the mall in Washington, D.C., you're going to get harassed and harangued by those that are wearing the badges, if you will, in those environments. You can't have a message like that. And it's astounding to me that we've gone from a nation that every single step of the way that they recognize the hand of God in every major event that brought about this nation. And, you know, from the Mayflower Compact, you know, they start the document saying, in the name of God, amen. They're creating a covenant between themselves and God. They wanted him as a partner with them to look at all the things that happened down through the revolutionary period. The legislatively established days of fasting and prayer, the George Washington farewell address, the idea that in October of 1789, at the behest of Congress, the president established a day of fasting and prayer to recognize the hand of God in the development, establishment, and safety of the nation. That every
so on that reality, we yeet the dishonest separation of church and state lie, and we tell the truth that, you know what? Yeah, the government wasn't supposed to force a certain religion down everybody else's throats, but the idea that we can leave our religion at the door when we walk in or when we provide leadership or when we serve in government positions, that's all a big old lie that on that very premise has been now exposed, Doctor.
Well, for sure. And in fact, I have been subject to a religious test, if you will. And you go read the Constitution, there'll be no religious test in terms of being elected, but there has been. And so this bigotry happens on both sides, but the fact is the recognition of God is not the promotion of a specific sect or cult or denomination. This is our ability, our right, our God-given right to worship our God. And where I find a lot of the problem is that many of the major institutions, the religious institutions, are protecting their own behinds on this thing. And let's just take the religious, what do they call that thing? The Marriage Respect for Marriage Act that just passed, okay? This thing absolutely requires the adherence to non-traditional marriage. Let's call it that for a euphemistic term. And the way that the religions got behind it was they were protected in being able to not have it instituted within their own institution. So if somebody comes into a congregation that's a same-sex marriage and they recognize them there, the institution does not have to call them married. Okay, but in every other setting, so if you're at work and you don't abide by that, if you're in the marketplace at the shopping center and you have a traditional marriage message or whatever, if you don't want to participate in abortion because of religious beliefs, all of that's being eroded away. All of it is. The institutions are CYA. They're covering their own behinds, so to speak, on these things, and the institutions are throwing away the individual God-given right that even allows the institution to exist. See, individuals have the right to believe as they choose. Individuals can band together, create an institution, call it something of a church, and that is the origins, if you will, of the institution because of the individual God-given right. But as the institutions
give that away... In other words, hold on, just so everybody's clear. Institutions don't have greater rights than people, folks. That's what you got to understand. People band together and create institutions. How can the creation be greater than the creator? This fundamental principle is critical to understanding all creation, right?
Absolutely. And I believe that the institution ultimately will be destroyed by abandoning the recognition of the individual God-given right. You know, you think about the creation, us, being greater than the creator, God. Well, that's absurd, you know. But that's where the institutions are getting it backwards. And I really believe it's there's an old adage, a guy by the name of A.A. Hodge. He was a theologian back in the 1800s. He said, those that believe the most give way to those that believe the least, who in turn give way to those that believe nothing at all. And that's where we're verging in America today, where it's kind of like, well, yeah, while you're meeting in your church, you can talk about your doctrines and about your ordinances and all those kind of, but don't, by golly, don't you dare bring that into the public marketplace. And that is exactly the opposite.
And don't you dare wear it on your sleeve if we possibly decide that you might have a governmental service position. Or don't wear a t-shirt. Make sure that you do that in, quote, private. Now, the perversions could be promoted publicly. That is the quintessential problem. But David Kapilian at WND.com doing a great job. He says this, please help us and defend and preserve Christian America. We'll talk more about it and do just that this hour on your radio with Dr. Scott Bradley. FreedomsRisingSun.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Dr. Scott Bradley and I talking about this incredible dissertation written by David Kapilian with WND.com. Please help us defend and preserve Christian America. And then he says this, Dr. Bradley, and it's pretty interesting the points he makes. He says this, in case you haven't heard, public schools in the United States of America are now opening up after-school Satan clubs. Yep, you read that right, ladies and gentlemen. At the same time, whacked out Joe Biden just condemned any effort to stop the horrendous transgender perversion mutilating surgeries to America's children. He called that as close to sinful. Meanwhile, a Minnesota lawmaker is complaining that white Christians who lovingly adopt needy Native American children are guilty of genocide. And then he says this, as a Christian journalism organization, WND reports daily on the openly demonic agenda of the Biden administration, the ruinous inflation leading to the devastation of America's economy, and the current banking crisis, the intentional, I'm going to say that again, the intentional destruction of America's fossil fuel industries, the intentional full-scale foreign invasion of America across our southern border, the perverse promotion of the violent crime and the epidemic of fentanyl overdose deaths, the number one cause of death for Americans 18 to 48 in America right now, the weaponization of the FBI to harass, arrest, and incarcerate Trump supporters, the orgy of grooming and recruiting America's innocent kids into the, quote, ultra-dark transgender world, and so on. Wow. There you have it. He highlights this and says, look, our Christian organization is designed to fight against this and stand tall for the truth. The truth matters. Being factual, truthful, highlighting God's law, this is what we must do. And when we don't do that, we're guilty before God Almighty, Doctor.
You know, we are well down the path. I mentioned earlier that Hodge talked about those that believe the most giving way to those that believe least, who gives way to those that believe nothing at all. The litany of owing to the awfuls that you just went through is basically an indictment against every aspect of society, and it has been promoted in, you know, basically without any pushback for so long now. It's become kind of the modus operandi of the nation, the civil religion, if you will, of government beliefs has become the belief system of America. And I have always had, well, a couple of thrusts at this thing, and there certainly isn't enough time to fully review, but I have always kind of had hope that the institutions of America, the religious institutions of America, would provide a stabilizing factor in this, a force in that, against this humanization and civil religion thing. That hope has been diminished greatly in the last few decades. Where
I would sadly say it's been shattered for the most part, because here's the deal. David continues and he says this, Dr. Bradley, the very same political, cultural, and sexual revolutionaries responsible for today's, quote, unprecedented chaos in America have finally dared to come out and publicly identify exactly who they consider to be their biggest enemy. Who? Christians. That's right. Christians are the enemy. That's what's happened. And sadly, even a lot of these institutions you hoped would stand up as a great bulwark, who would interpose and defend and protect, and they have simply jumped on the bandwagon of the destruction ideology of these satanic, demonic perverts.
Indeed, we have religious leaders that are promoting the idea of global government, which is based upon a godless philosophy in the United Nations. We are becoming good global citizens. We look to caring government officials for advice and counsel. And when in reality, the whole position has been perverted into a humanist perspective, and those institutions are being co-opted, sadly, into the wokeism that seems to fill the world, and a restoration of the traditional values that were held, They're no longer, they're kinder, gentler. You know, they're following
and
the
it's
George
beyond
Christian
co-opted
things.
Almost. It seems like they're just running headlong into, they couldn't be more delighted to sign up and jump aboard and possibly even conduct the train.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like some are kind of in a beauty contest to become the Church of the New World Order. And if you go back and read some of the scriptures about who aligns with each other, ultimately and finally, this globalist effort to rule and reign with blood and horror over the whole world is destroyed. And I don't know why a church, an institution, would want to align itself with something that the scriptures tell us is going to be destroyed. So I guess what it boils down to is, again, it's an individual thing. I talk about this so often. It's we the people. We the people must recognize that within our own hearts, within our own homes, we have got to come unto Christ. We've got to recognize his hand and abide in his counsel. We cannot look to institutions that are wheedling away everything that we hold sacred in the name of political correctness and wokeism. And so I guess I look to this as a great opportunity. I mean, think about this for a minute. This 3 years ago, we got this plandemic foisted upon us that opened a lot of people's eyes. So a great bulk of people, they went along to get along, and they lost their liberty, and they've destroyed their businesses, and all of the maladies that have gone on with the clot shot and everything were destroying our health. But there was a certain segment of people that said, hold on a minute, this is not right. And the religions that went along with that had a ton of their people say, what are you doing, guys? You're throwing away some very sacred things. When our leadership and our legislatures and our governors and our presidents and so on went along with these things, when our public health officials, huge gaps appeared in what some of those organizations have as credibility. So there are a cadre of people that are beginning to, I think, have a stirring in their heart about liberty, about religion, about principles that they've held traditionally, their forefathers did anyway, and some are awakening to it. So this could be turned to a good effect. And I think what needs to happen, first of all, let's get all the kids, all of them, without exception, out of the indoctrination centers they call public education. They exist as a violation of the First Amendment, where they are promoting a faith-based belief system, a religion, if you will. It doesn't have a divine God. It promotes the idea of secularism, which is a religion, by the way. It promotes the idea of a civil religion, which is, again, denying the existence of a divine God. The public education system has become, if you will, again, going back to A.A. Hodge, here's what he said. If it is consistently and persistently carried out, meaning the education system, in all parts of the country, the United States system of national popular education will be the most efficient and widespread instrument for the propagation of atheism which the world has ever seen. Folks, we are on that cusp. We are balancing. And the fact of the matter is, there is no saying, well, we can go improve the system. We can win it back. No, you don't send your children into brothels to convince the people there that they're off pack. You don't go into taverns to try and convince people that alcohol can have deleterious effects. No, you've got to set your own standard. And I truly believe that if we do not set that standard in our own hearts first, and then within our own homes and within our extended families, hopefully it'll go into our communities. Hopefully some of the institutions will be awakened to a sense of this situation and begin to stand again. But right now, we are teetering, and a band of Christians is becoming quite small in this nation.
The demons, ladies and gentlemen, are literally coming after the Christians. Sadly, what starts in China ends up at a, quote, church near you. We'll talk about it in seconds with Dr. Bradley.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Shares in Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest lender, dropped sharply today, bringing down major European banks as fears about weakness in the global financial system sent shockwaves through the markets. Deutsche Bank shares were off 14% in early afternoon trading today on the German stock exchange. The United States conducted airstrikes in Syria last night against facilities affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard after a contractor was killed and five service members injured in northeast Syria from an Iranian drone. The chief executive officer of TikTok faced some tough questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill as the United States is considering banning the popular app, accusing it of data farming Americans' data for the CCP.
Thursday, a House committee focused on concerns about the app's data privacy, protections for kids, and connection to the Chinese Communist Party. Members grilled the CEO over videos on the site like the blackout challenge that has led to the death of some young children. I'm Dave Collins.
French President Emmanuel Macron is refusing to budge on his government's raising of the retirement age to 64, prompting hundreds of thousands of French citizens to take to the streets in protest. Tourist spots like the Eiffel Tower and the Versailles Palace closed down amid the demonstrations as travel was disrupted at regional train stations and airports across France. The Senate Ethics Committee admonished Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, for using an interview at the Capitol to solicit campaign donations. The letter from Chair Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware, and Vice Chair James Lankford, a Republican from Oklahoma, cites a November 30th, 2022 Fox News appearance, saying Graham solicited campaign contributions for Georgia State candidate Herschel Walker. This is USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oof, I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bradley, Sam Bushman on your radio. FreedomsRisingSun.com. That's FreedomsRisingSun.com is Dr. Bradley's incredible website. Weekly webinars, constitutional Q&As. His incredible collegiate series to preserve the nation, all available, freedomsrisingsun.com. But we're talking about, you know what, as Christians, we need to stand up for Christianity. And sadly, the very same political, cultural, and sexual revolutionaries responsible for this unprecedented chaos in America, they're coming for the Christians. They've made it very clear that's who they hate, that's who they want to attack. Every other issue is just a side issue. You're a white supremacist, you're a bigot, you're a hater, you're anti-government, you're this, that. All that's leading up to basically labels that marginalize you. And eventually they're coming after your Christianity and your Christian principles. Christianity won't be allowed to stand in the tyrannical, godless, communist agenda. And we think we're not heading down that road in America, but you're wrong. We absolutely are. Here's the latest headline to highlight the point that I'm making. You think it starts in communist China and it won't come to your shores? It will be at a church near you by government force if we don't stand against this now. Headline says this: China requires Christians to register on app to attend church. Yeah, you can't attend church services unless you register on this new government app. CCP, Communist Chinese Party, rolls out new, what they call smart religion app, Dr. Bradley. Uh-oh, we got to get Dr. Bradley back here.
I'm back.
Go ahead, sir.
Pilot error on my part.
No worries.
I had a distraction here for a second that needed a little addressing, but at any rate, absolutely, this is a big issue. Now, let me tell you how the spin this will go on here in America. See, in China, they're saying, by golly, you got to do this to go to church. Well, I'm going to go to church, so I'll do that. You know, here in America, here's how they do it. Let's just take another kind of a side trip here. In Utah a few years ago, they wanted everybody to register on an app with the state of Utah that they were growing a garden. How big the garden was, what they were growing, what success they had from it. We can all be so proud of our efforts to have our own self-sufficiency with our garden. It's an app. They're moving towards that as a mandatory thing to be able to understand. See, this was a voluntary. It was promoted as a thing to be proud of and to kind of strut your stuff about your gardening skills and everything. And the state of Utah wanted to know everything you were doing in your garden. Okay? It's a control thing. Okay, now here's what would happen in Utah. In, well, Utah probably, but all across the country. Hey, there's this cool app out there. You can show that your religious belief is there. If you go on this, we can show how big and strong and powerful we are. You can register and be part of this Christian majority that we're going to build again. And pretty soon, everybody's signing up and so on. How cool it is. The fact of the matter is, it's a snare. It's a trap. It's going to pull us down. And ultimately and finally, what, again, is in China is going to come here. We could look at the Communist Manifesto. You can look at their belief systems and everything like that. Here's something. William Foster was the head of the Communist Party USA. He wrote a book back in the 1930s called Towards Soviet America. In that book, now I want you to apply that to 2023. This was almost 100 years ago. We're talking 90 years ago. Okay, he wrote this. The schools, colleges, and universities will be coordinated and grouped under the National Department of Education. And its state and local branches, the studies will be revolutionized, being cleansed of religious, patriotic, and other features of the bourgeois ideology. The students will be taught on the basis of Marxian dialectical materialism, internationalism, and the general ethics of the new socialist society. Present obsolete methods of teaching will be superseded by a scientific pedagogy. So a pedagogy is a teaching methodology. Okay, all of this stuff, folks, is upon us today. We are being assaulted at every turn, whether it's in your religious institution that it wants to be so woke and so completely loving and caring that they accept whatever the woke society puts on us, to our business efforts. To Biden just vetoed a thing that said you can't use your environmental and social governmental measurement tools to make decisions on where we invest our retirement funds. No, Biden doesn't want that. He wants to keep the wokeness alive. The military is being made woke altogether. Little girls that's 18 years old is a little girl in my mind. Anyway, they have to shower with boys. The Biden administration says if you have a boy that's decided he's a girl, they are boys too. We were boys when I was 18. Anyway.
And if you speak up against it, you're virtually guilty of sin, doctor.
It's more than that. You're ostracized. You're basically cast from society. But little girls have to shower with little boys in the military if the boys have decided they're going to be girls, even though there's no radical mutilating surgery been done yet. And you get the idea what I'm talking about. This kind of stuff we are immersed in as a nation. And William Foster's perspective has gone way beyond the education system. But we've been basically conditioned using psychological conditioning processes for so many decades now that this is acceptable, pleasing, and totally normal as far as we're concerned. Whether it's military, we're destroying our military readiness. Whether it's in business, we're destroying the value of business. Whether it's in education, we're destroying academe. Whether it's in our churches, we're destroying church. I mean, this is an almost universal sin. And I think God weeps over what his people have done. And I think it's time that we turned our hearts back to him, that we recognized the great gift that he gave us at such great cost. And we've got to stop meandering around out in the middle of traffic trying to get hit by everything that comes by and start standing again with principle. And again, it's we the people. We outnumber them if we really were to say that. But we can't get caught in traps like this. You know, this is just a scenario that first came to my mind when you said, oh, in China they're having to register to go to church. Well, it's like, yeah, they'll sell it here. Utah will say, we're going to show how we are absolutely the majority here. We're all going to get on this app, and you'll be able to see by our numbers that we are that. Well, ultimately and finally, it's going to be.
Yeah, we're super Christian over here there, Doctor.
Oh, man. You know what? I mean, this is going to sound really stupid and almost like a distraction on our conversation. But back when I was in sixth grade, you probably remember Edgar Rice Burroughs. He's the guy that wrote, you know, Tarzan, and he wrote the Mars series and all that kind of. He's a sci-fi writer, okay? When I was back in sixth grade, I first read a book called The Moon Men. And it sounds absolutely absurd to think about it. But Earth gets captured by a moon invasion, okay? And in Chicago, in about our era, the 2020 era, 20-something era, religious worship and everything like that is completely prohibited, all this kind of stuff. And it is astounding to me how Edgar Rice Burroughs, 100 years ago, captured what America is becoming today without an invasion. Nobody had to fire a shot. This idea that, I mean, manly men, I mean, churches, I believe, have, by and large, they've destroyed the manliness of men. They've destroyed the femininity, the divine feminine that's there for someone that is fulfilling their divine role. Churches have been complicit in this thing, and it's been in our education system, and religious leaders are saying stupid things like, well, I went through the public education system, and I turned out okay. Yeah, really. Look what you're doing right now. But in this book, I'm rereading it right now. I mean, it's okay. It's a diversion for me. When I get a little downtime, I can say, you know what? I'm going to read something, but I am astounded at this time through. I mean, thinking back in sixth grade, some of these things eluded me. But astounded right now at how manly men and feminine women and religious worship and economic oppression, all these things are happening to Julian the Ninth. He's the guy that's the protagonist in the first part of the book. It goes into Julian the 20th thing ultimately when the moon men are driven out generations later. But the whole society has been unraveled. The respect for the flag, for example. It's a capital offense to have an American flag. All those kinds of things. Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote this probably 100 years ago. I had to go back and look at the copyright. But I'm astounded. And I go back and I read these historical perspectives of guys like this William Foster guy, the Communist Party USA. He wrote about it. They said they were going to do this. And fiction writers, Aldous Huxley, you know, Brave New World. 1984 was written by one socialist about other socialists, but it tells what we're doing today. If we won't learn from these things, we're going to suffer under them. I think it's time that we kind of woke up.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We've got more. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then, the more they use the lie, the more they reproduce the lie. The more spiritual power they get. Now look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. That power protects the cells of the beast from prosecution. Why isn't Hillary in prison? She is protected. We must restore our national relationship with God. Truth is sacred in the kingdom, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6.
A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live, Dr. Scott Bradley with me. So I submit to you that they're going to eventually require an app for you to attend church. They're doing it in China. They're really promoting the ESG agenda in America. They're really promoting this vaccine passport agenda. I know you don't hear much about it, but they're slowly but surely tightening the noose. You don't hear about it because they don't want you to, but eventually it will come roar back with a vengeance. You know, they only want in the news what they want in the news at the time. So they're setting the stage behind the scenes to make a lot of these things happen while you're distracted with the Donald fiasco, etc. But China requires Christians to register on app to attend church services. And that's coming to a theater near your church, near you. Now listen carefully to prove the point. Headline says this: against our Christian beliefs. Who am I talking about? 2NHL. What's that neighborhood? I'm sorry, just kidding. National Hockey League. Brothers refuse to wear LGBTQ sweaters. The Daily Wire with the piece. They say it's against our Christian beliefs, and they're getting slaughtered for not wearing the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and I don't know if it's queer or questioning. I don't know if you're allowed to say queer these days. They're just saying we're not doing it. It's against our beliefs. They are getting slaughtered over this, doctor.
See, the public outcry that's happening has been ingrained into us. I mean, we have been taught it from the earliest days. I mean, whether it's through the media, the entertainment, music, whatever you want to call it, it's not such very much anymore. But the fact of the matter is that our education system, you go through the K-12, and then you go to university and become basically a black-robed humanist that wears the robe all the time. And all of this stuff has been ingrained upon us. And churches, unfortunately, a great many of them, probably the vast majority of them, have been complacent at very best and complicit probably. And my position is, you say you can't wrestle with a pig without getting some of the stink on you, and this idea of getting in bed with the devil for the devil's purposes, it's not going to go well for churches. I would say to religious leaders of all sects and denominations, you get in bed with the devil, you're going to find that you have been molested. And this is where it's going. All people say, we're going to go into China with our religion. We're going to go preach the gospel of salvation. Really, if you've got a mother may I everything, how soon is it going to be before you can't even talk about the saving grace of Christ? Where you can't say, he's king. Oh, no, our leader's king. Or, we look to each other for being able to help each other when need. No, the state will do that. And this idea that you can get in bed with the devil and not end up having a terrible price paid, I think most religions, traditional, institutional, the kind that wear the big name brand, if you will, I think they're going to find that they've compromised in things that it's going to be a hard time coming back. I think they're going to find the price of access in many instances exceeds what they had hoped to bring. Are they bringing the message of Christ to China? Or are they simply saying, we've checked that box off. We've got a presence in China. We have churches there. We have temples there. We have, synagogues, whatever. We have cathedrals. ultimately and finally, I think the price is going to be so high that there's probably going to be more given away than they're receiving. And the receiving that we're doing is not supposed to be the accolades of the world. The receiving is the grace of God, Christ. The idea that we have served Him, we've brought souls to Him, we have helped souls to become awakened to these things. And when you can't preach the unmitigated truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, what good are you? What good are you? If you've decided you're going to call it something else in the name of political correctness, I would venture to guess that you've sold your soul for a mess of pottage. You can go back and read
Sad but true, ladies and gentlemen. Panera Bread, believe it or not, is kind of, that's the restaurant, right? They're kind of planning the lead for this. So you persecute Christians, you prosecute Christians, but now, under the cashless society headline, Panera Bread debuts what they call frictionless palm payment system. And so that's how they're going to back into this. Eventually, they're going to have to get control of the cash, because then they can get control of you. That's where this is going, Dr. Bradley. And they're going to use these apps, whether it be COVID, whether it be the COVID vaccine or your COVID, you know, infection status or whatever. Tie it to your passport, tie it to your medical records, tie it to your mental health, tie it to whatever, tie it to cash or cashless, government-controlled programmable currencies. And that's where they're headed, because they know they can't get this done without those fundamental building blocks in place.
Well, that's what the communists have been doing right from the very beginning. And I keep coming back to these, oh, that's old hat. I mean, Communist Manifesto, that was the 1848 time frame. I mean, what's wrong with you? We've moved ahead from that. No, we haven't. You look at their ploys that they've been using all along. I mean, it really dates back much further than that. It's satanic in its origin. But the thing is that we have come into a world where this digital world, whether it's a currency or a tracking mechanism, whether it's your medical records. I mean, what happened to HIPAA? I mean, they're supposed to not have any access to any of your records, and now they got to say, are you vaccinated before you come into my store? Come on, guys. Or before you fly on my airplane? No, this is something that's protected by federal law, right? Well, in the past, we had some individualism. We did. And there were totalitarian governments, whether it's the KGB, the NVG, or NKGV, or whatever the heck they were, the Stasi, the Gestapo, you name them, the FBI. Anyway, those guys, they were kind of a manual process. And now with the NSA and all of the digital capturing of everything that our senators and congressmen have made legal, saying, oh yeah, you can't capture it yourself, but you can buy it from third parties. And so everybody's everything is now before the eyes of the emperor all the time. These dossiers that you build, everything is happening, and the computers are making it possible. Now, I'm going to say, ultimately and finally, and here's a lot of everybody from patriots on down have been saying, oh, heaven forbid we ever have an EMP or a HEMP, the high-altitude electromagnetic pulse that destroys our solid-state devices. I may say someday that somehow, along the way, God will intervene and say, you know what, you guys have screwed up so bad, I'm going to make it so your computers can't track everything you're going to do, and it's going to be an individual basis again. People say, oh, heaven forbid, we're going to go back in the dark ages. Well, I'd like to regain some of my individual God-given rights and my liberty and start a world where I don't have to be tracked and traced everything I do. If I cross,
but don't worry,
lines.
It's okay, Dr. Bradley, because Finland is in the news. Finland is looking for 10 people to attend what they call a master class of happiness. And it's going to be at a fancy resort. It's under the good news column, they say. Having been named the happiest country by the World Happiness Report for 5 consecutive years, Finland wants to share its secret for happiness with the world. Dr. Brett, no, I don't know the government's going to say the key to happiness is, but I can tell you this. If you want happiness, folks, there's only one way, and that's to turn to God Almighty.
Yeah, I guarantee Finland is, I mean, I don't have to guarantee it. You can go do your own research. Finland is one of the most socialist countries in the world. And it's under a little different name than Marxism and stuff, but socialism encompasses, it's a very broad spectrum of diseases, if you will, whether it's social democratic party or national socialism and fascism and, you know, Nazism, all those kinds of things, whether it's abject Marxism, socialism is the same poison, and Finland currently has that. I would venture to guess that the measurement tool they have used has been skewed by some fake computer modeling program. And I'm absolutely with you, Sam, that the real key to happiness is embracing the values that God has instilled in all of us. I mean, our ability to worship Him, to have a husband and wife that love each other and love their children, that look forward to being able to have a relationship with their offspring that brings joy to their hearts, you know, joy and rejoicing in their posterity. The idea that children and grandchildren are a gift from God. The idea that liberty, the privilege of choosing our own path and having everyone else enjoy theirs too. All of those are keys that we have long since, you know, basically jettisoned as a nation, but they're still available. They're organic.
Three words, God, family, country. Sell, you know, sum it all up, doesn't it, Dr. Bradley?
We can literally focus
on those three things. And you know what? Everything we talk about, all the solutions that are real, all the hope, all the courage, all the integrity, honor, morality, all these things just can be summed up. God, family, and country. You promote that in the traditions of our founding fathers or following Christ's blueprint, you're in for success. Any other plan is pure folly, sir. In fact, you know, it's criminal and derelict in duty to recommend any other path.
I have kind of modified the God, family, country thing, and I've used that as a motto for decades. The thing I'm concerned about is our country has abandoned the foundational principles, and people that say country, we're, if you really thought about it, we're a socialist country. You know, we're implementing the fascist socialist program across the board. We have abandoned the baseline. And so when you say country, well, it's, well, your country says you can't worship unless it's in church. Well, that's wrong. So I look more towards God and family and then my fellow man. I think we have a responsibility to our fellow man to lift and bless their lives. And you know, it's kind of funny sometimes. You know, your fellow man are hard to love oftentimes. They are so obtuse and ornery and difficult in so many different ways. But you know, Jesus came among us. He walked the dusty paths of Palestine, and he reached out to people in ways that touched hearts and changed lives. And really, his little dusty life has had more impact on this earth any other tyrant that's ever come along. And the chosen is the best non-denominational
way I know to highlight that and make it real for people to understand. And then you go watch the Jesus Revolution and you begin to understand that what we need is love in our hearts. As the Savior said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. It starts with this real love scenario, doesn't it?
Well, it is. And honestly, in spite of churches having the name of the Savior in their denomination and everything like that, a lot of times they forget that. They're so caught up in it somehow getting the accolades, the praise of the world. I think that we need to have a Christ-centered life, first in our own lives, in our families, in our congregations, and maybe the big institutions will pick it up sooner or later.
Well, that's why this Liberty Roundtable Live radio program exists. We highlight it 6 days a week, God and family. And, you know, I say country because country to me means that in the traditions of our founding fathers. And that's why I highlight that, the supreme law of the land being quintessential. But I will say this, though. The seventh day, we're supposed to worship God, and we don't even support that effort. Hopefully, you'll focus on the Sabbath day yourself, and the Sabbath day can become a delight to you and your loved ones around you. That's what we aim for on this program. That's why we exist. We need your financial support and your support in every way possible. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, Dr. Bradley's site, FreedomsRisingSun.com. God save the Republic.